All right, without further ado, let's get to our next guest, and it is a pleasure to be joined on the Dialpad guest line by former Giants general manager and a member of the Giants organization going back to 1994 through 2018. Bobby Evans joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Bobby, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. My pleasure.
Bobby, we're paying our respects to Bruce Bochy, and I think you got to start with the three championships in 10, 12, and 14. Just what stands out among maybe his greatest feat in any one year as far as the playoff moves and the way he was able to guide your clubs to championships?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of moves that, you know, stand out for me. But I think that, you know, in the first run in 2010, I mean, we're in Philadelphia. We're, you know, in a Game 6 situation where, you know, you don't want to face him in a Game 7. And, you know, Jonathan Sanchez is starting to really struggle on the mound. And, you know, then the bench is clear. And, you know, Boch had a plan. I mean, he went into that game, you know, with a plan. I mean, him and Dave Righetti, Mark Gardner, you know, Brian Chabian. You know, a plan was in place. And so when the things started to unravel, you know, you bring in Affeldt, I think, and, you know, you begin, the rest is a bullpen game. And he had a plan that he was going to get Lincecum in that game, I think, and we ultimately win that game, which takes us on to the, you know, the next round, the World Series. And, I mean, it was, you know, it was just, you know, just the preparation, you know, every game of every series. But, you know, that really stood out. I mean, that was our first championship, and his you know, his maneuvering of, you know, difficult situations, not only you know as throughout the course of the year with injuries or players that are struggling and replacing them with players who can perform, you know, shuffling the lineup, but in real game, real time, having to make, you know, on the spot decisions, he wasn't caught off guard. And I think that was intimidating to managers on the other side, not necessarily in that series, not necessarily in any specific series, but in general, just the respect for Bruce Bochy on the other side of the field, knowing that he was going to make moves that, you know, maybe you wouldn't be able to counteract.
Bobby, we were talking about the DNA, what makes a great manager. You know, a lot of people just focus on the X's and O's, and rightfully so, but also the people skills involved, you know, the daily interaction with players, being truthful. Can you speak on Bruce Bochy's ability to be able to do that? Because we had Barry Zito on, and he mentioned the conversation he had with Bochy about being left off the roster 1 year. 2 years later, he's back saving the day. I guess what I'm asking you, Bobby, do you think Bruce gets enough credit for his people skills?
Well, I think he does in that clubhouse. I think the guys appreciate, you know, the way he approaches their communications day to day. I think he has empathy for the players, having been a player, having been, you know, a part-time player as well. I mean, he respects the work that they have to do, and I think that he knows that when they show up at the ballpark, you know, they want to know what their role will be on a given day, and he tries many a night, you know, to grab those guys as they're walking out, so they know, you know, whether this is a night they need to you know, get a little extra sleep because they'll be starting the next day, or they can take it easy because they can come in late and have a day off. I mean, he's very empathetic towards their situation so that he can get the most out of them, and I think they appreciate and respect that. I think that outside of the game, I think his success speaks to the kind of communicator he is. I mean, that doesn't happen unless you're, you know, actively communicating with your guys, with your staff. I think Bochy depends on his staff in a very positive way. I mean, he leans on them to do their part, to get guys ready, to really understand where a guy's mentality is, where a guy is physically. He leans on our medical staff, and I think that the staff ultimately comes through for him, and he you know, he doesn't let any stone get unturned, and I think the players appreciate that.
Bobby, I want to go back to 06, 07 when you guys brought Bruce Bochy in to manage the club after his long tenure with the Padres. Who are the other candidates, and were you guys close to hiring somebody else, you, Brian Chabian, the ownership group, when you did bring in Bruce Bochy? Who was the candidates? Was it neck and neck with somebody, or did you guys know right away that offseason when you guys let Felipe Alou go that Bruce Bochy was the guy you guys wanted?
No, I think what sold the day is that the moment that he became available, which wasn't right away. I mean, he was under contract with the Padres, and, you know, we had heard, you know, through the grapevine that, you know, we could potentially request permission to talk to him, which was surprising because you normally you can't call a club and ask permission to talk to for a manager's position to their manager. So that's very unique. And so I think that the moment that we became aware that he was actually available, I don't think there was anybody a close second after that. I mean, Brian may have a different view, but for me, I don't remember there being anybody close second. There are other options, and I won't mention them because some of them have gone on to manage and some of them are still managing, and some good options for us, but it was hands down just from having watched him from the other side of the field, in the Padre dugout, and what he had done with those clubs over the years, some very talented, some not as talented, but yet still very successful. It was a very easy choice after that.
Bobby Evans, our guest here on 95.7 The Game, former Giants front office man, general manager, a man of many titles throughout his years with the club. Bobby, I want to go to 2012 and what it was like to be around when you guys fall down 0-2 to Cincinnati in those first two games in San Francisco. You know you got to go play one, maybe two, maybe three on the road in Cincinnati, but I'll never forget walking out of the clubhouse as a media guy after that game and kind of looking over to Bochy's office, and it was Boch and it was Brian Sabian and yourself, and the three of you guys were like standing there like just almost in disbelief at the way the first two games have gone. Kind of take us through what helped flip that series and flip that postseason around in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, we thought we had, in the first game with Cincinnati, with Cueto getting knocked out early, with an injury, you really felt like, okay, we got a chance to take this first game. And then, the bullpen came in and whoever followed Cueto and the rest of the relievers shut us down, and we lost that game. And I think that did knock us on our heels a little bit. And then we came around and lost the next game as well. And we're headed to Cincinnati. I remember leaving the press box, headed down to the clubhouse, and my 8-year-old son looked at me and said, "This is going to be the worst postseason ever." Because we're down 0-2, and he and I had made a deal that he wouldn't go to a game until it was an LCS, and so he wasn't going to get to see anything. So we go to Cincinnati. I mean, we're relying on Vogelsong. I mean, Vogelsong has had an amazing 2011, had a very good 2012. But this is going to be the biggest game of his career, and we know we're not going to get there without good starting pitching. And I think that I remember Boch's speech in Cincinnati in the clubhouse before Game 3. He shared the story of Gideon, who had 10,000 armies, and before he went to war, he was down to I think maybe 100 men, and he still won the war, and I think Boch was trying to say, no matter what the odds were against us, we got to take this one game at a time. And and sure enough, I mean, Vogelsong goes out, has a great outing, and we're able to take three games there. I mean, who would have known? I mean, we went on to go down this 3-1 to St. Louis too. So I think that not giving up mentality, with Boch, I mean, with the positive speech of Hunter Pence, Buster's leadership. I mean, there was core guys there. I mean, we had Scudero, of course, as you remember. I mean, what a fun team, and ultimately they came through. But it was dark days when we were down 0-2.
Yeah, Bobby, what a stretch. Three World Series championships in 5 years, and the one constant to me is Bruce Bochy. And normally when you look over the history of baseball, World Series teams, they got a lot of offense, a lot of pop. But the Giants, you guys had your own identity led by Bruce. And I was telling the fellas here, I think the biggest compliment you could pay a manager and Bruce Bochy in this instance is he got the most out of less. Am I off basis with that, or does that kind of apply?
No, I mean, part of it is Boch recognizing, what guys need to be in the lineup on a given day, recognizing a guy that, in some cases a veteran in 2010 that was, very instrumental in, throughout the season, but had really struggled at the end, and, willing to put him on the bench to put another guy in there. And, he studies the games, before and after. He hates to lose as much as he loves to win. And, there's nobody's office that you, when you go in his office after a game, even after a win, he can be really down on things not getting executed. He's a perfectionist. I think that drives him. It drives the players. It drives the coaches. And, those success stories of 10, 12, and 14, you know, don't happen without all the work that, that he put into it. And again, you know, to Brian's credit, I mean, Brian empowered him to do his best work. You know, Brian stood behind him, and ultimately, you know, that's a tandem that I don't know that baseball's seen a better version of, a GM and a manager who work so well together.
Bobby, a yes or no answer. Do you believe Bruce Bochy will ever manage again?
Yes.
Boom.
Thanks a lot. Go ahead, Bobby.
I can't imagine him not being in another dugout. Now I don't know if I'll get a text message from his wife, but about this. But I just think he's got so much energy and vigor that, you know, maybe 13 years in one place is a long time, and you know going to a new place and is maybe part of how the game works these days. But I think that, you know, maybe with time off, maybe without time off. I mean, I think his energy in that dugout and in that clubhouse is, it's going to be hard to not see continue. But either way, 2,000 plus wins, whatever final number is on that Hall of Fame plaque, he's already deserved it.
Bobby, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. As always, we could probably talk to you for another half hour, but thank you again for joining us.
Always a pleasure. You got it, guys.